He'll have a couple of fundraisers in New York City. One features the Broadway star and former pop star Ricky Martin, who is now out of the closet. It's an LGBT fundraiser. And, of course, it follows on the president's announcement last week in an ABC News interview that he supports same-sex marriage. But the Obama campaign is really changing the topic once again to talk more about the economy and, in particular, the economic record of the president's opponent, Mitt Romney. A new ad airing in five key swing states runs about 2 minutes, which is rather rare for an ad of that length, not just 30 seconds, but two whole minutes. It attacks Mitt Romney's time at Bain Capital, in particular reference to a Kansas City steel plant that shuttered in 2001. Now, many people lost jobs and even some of their pensions, but the Romney campaign points out the fact that Romney left the firm, Bain Capital, in 1999, and this steel plant didn't close for another 2 years.
Well, certainly it doesn't appear that anything the president can do this week is going to have the impact of what he came out with last week.
Well, no, certainly not. I mean, last week's discussion in American politics was entirely dominated by this discussion of same-sex marriage. Over the weekend, Mitt Romney spoke at Liberty University, gave the commencement address there. Liberty University is the conservative Baptist school founded by Jerry Falwell in Lynchburg, Virginia, and while it's comprised entirely of evangelical Baptist Christians, Mitt Romney himself is a Mormon, and when he uttered the line, the one simple line in his speech that marriage is between a man and a woman, the entire crowd of some 30,000 leapt to its feet and applauded. The strongest applause line of the speech. A lot of folks at the Baptist school were skeptical of Mitt Romney because they teach at Liberty University that Mormonism is a cult, and yet they warmly welcomed him and very warmly applauded his line about marriage.